Now that this week in history is history, it's time to sit back, relax, and relive the week that was in U.S. history class. Coming to you live from 185, Mr. Palumbo is ready to take you on a journey into the past to understand the present and change the future. This is PushCast.
As you may have noticed, that's the presidential anthem, Hail to the Chief. And that signifies the theme of the PushCast today. We're still working on reviewing for the Regents exam, which again is going to be Tuesday morning, June 18th. The last edition of the PushCast that we did the other day, we grabbed the first 10-ish questions resource sheet from your review materials, and we walked you through that. The reason why we did that is because, again, those first 10 questions, first 10 or so questions follow a theme. They're relatively predictable as far as what the last 10 or so questions generally follow that we've noticed over the years. They're asked through the lens of who the president was at the time. So that's kind of how those questions are based. So, for example, they'll ask, you know, what President Johnson was doing, or, you know, why President Nixon did this, or how, you know, a decision of President Kennedy states. So those last 10 or so multiple choice questions, we can, you know, predictably guess what a lot of those are going to be about, the theme of those, and they're going to be on the last few presidents. So they're what I call the late presidents, starting with President Eisenhower and then moving up through President Obama. So if you take out, you can pause right now, you can take out those resources that we have for you labeled late presidents. You can have one packet of slides for some biography on each of those presidents and a corresponding set of practice Regents multiple choice questions that have to do with those presidents. So we'll get some learning, some knowledge about each one of those presidents, some review, and then you'll be able to put that into practice on the opposite resource there and do those practice Regents multiple choice questions there. So the best idea is to have both of those out next to you and have your finger ready on the pause button. So as we do one president, you can jump over to the multiple choice section about that president and try those practice questions and then rejoin us for the next question and on through. All right, so we're going to start with President Eisenhower, our 34th president. He's really the first one that kicks off this set of they ask questions based on who the president is at the time. All right, so they really focus on that. So some keys with President Eisenhower. In each slide, the information that I provide there for you, it's in order of how often those topics are asked about, right? So President Eisenhower, for example, there's three different items in there that he's generally asked about in the multiple choice section. The Little Rock 9, the Eisenhower Interstate Highway System, and the Eisenhower Doctrine. And so they're set up that way, meaning that the Little Rock 9 is the most likely thing that he's going to be asked about, followed by the Interstate Highway System, and finally the Eisenhower Doctrine. The Little Rock 9, obviously this is the situation in 1957, when 9 African American students are attempting to integrate Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. The governor of Arkansas at the time, Orville Favis, sends in the National Guard, initially to say to keep the peace, but they're really there to prevent entry. So as mobs and groups gather outside the high school, when school is to begin, these 9 black students are not able to integrate Central High School in Little Rock. So President Eisenhower, again, remembering being a former general, he's going to call in the army. He's going to call in the troops here to enforce this Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court decision, of course, going back to Brown versus Board of Education from 1954, just 3 years earlier. So one of the president's duties, obviously, is to enforce the law, and the law says that schools have to integrate. So he doesn't just call in any regular troops. He calls in 1,000 troops from the 101st Airborne Division to ensure that these 9 African-American students are able to integrate the school. So some things you could be asked about that are just the constitutional issues of the president acting as commander-in-chief, using the military to enforce the law, to enforce a Supreme Court decision. So that's generally the theme of those questions. The next thing we need to know for President Eisenhower in the multiple choice section is the Eisenhower Interstate, the interstate highway system. This is the 47,000 miles of highway that connects the United States. That's what interstate means, right? When we're driving on the roads and we see Interstate 90 or I-490, that's what it's standing for. Some connections to make with this one. And again, they're going to try to connect other issues from this era, from the 1950s, with the interstate highway system. So understanding that this is something that's going to be connected to suburbanization. All right, we need a way for folks living in the new neighborhoods of the suburbs to get to the cities. All right, so it's connecting the suburbs to the cities. So being able to connect those different terms, suburbanization in the interstate highway system. It's also done, again, with President Eisenhower putting his, you know, general cap on here. It's designed as for defense purposes during the Cold War, right? It makes it easier to evacuate these big cities, makes it easier to move military vehicles in and around the country in case of war with the Soviet Union. Making some connections there with some foreign policy things as well. You're generally not asked that angle of the interstate highway system, the military one, but that's a really good one to keep in your back pocket for any foreign policy questions, or even just the importance of the interstate highway system itself is a really popular thematic essay topic. And the final and lesser asked about question for President Eisenhower, and again, this one's rarely asked on its own. The Eisenhower Doctrine is usually linked up with some other Cold War doctrines in the same question. But the Eisenhower Doctrine fits in with many of those other ones, like the Marshall Plan, Truman Doctrine that we've covered, that has the same goal of containing the spread of communism during the Cold War. So this one specifically gives money and weapons to countries in the Middle East to make sure that they don't fall to communism. All right, so again, you go ahead and pause and check out the four Dwight Eisenhower multiple choice questions that you have. All right, moving on to the next president is President Kennedy. President John F. Kennedy, our 35th president. The three things that he's asked about are the Peace Corps, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and the space race. I've added on your sheet there the fact that he's assassinated in Dallas in November 1963. That's more going to play a role in moving power to President Johnson afterwards. So the Peace Corps, we have found that's the first or the most likely thing that President Kennedy has asked about. The Peace Corps is an organization still around today that sends American citizens, mostly college students, to volunteer in third world countries. They'll also be called developing countries. You'll see that in the multiple choice questions as well. This is done, obviously, during the Cold War as well as a way to spread goodwill, about the United States around the world to countries that are likely or could potentially fall to communism. Those poor, third world developing countries are more likely to look to communism kind of as a way out. So the Peace Corps is a good way to spread, American goodwill to those places. And again, still around today. The next item you'd be asked about for President Kennedy is the Cuban Missile Crisis. This occurs in October 1962. Could have resulted in all-out nuclear war, kind of the closest that America has come to that. And you'll be asked about what President Kennedy did to get the United States, out of the Cuban Missile Crisis, to help solve the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the key term there we have down for you is a quarantine. And they like to ask about, the quarantine of Cuba or the blockade of Cuba. You see maps on this sometimes for some of these multiple choice questions. That's basically just surrounding Cuba with the United States naval ships and not allowing any more Soviet material to get to the island of Cuba. Again, this is a big fear for us because Cuba is just 90 miles off the coast of Florida. And eventually that does the trick. We make a deal where the Soviets agree to take their missiles out of Cuba and the United States agrees to take our nuclear missiles out of Turkey, which is right next to Russia there. So that was that agreement. The final thing that you're asked about for President Kennedy is the space race. In 1961, President Kennedy promises to send a man to the moon and back by the end of the decade. This is in response, of course, to gains that the Soviets had made in the space race, things like Sputnik and sending the first man into space. So Kennedy promises to win that battle. Obviously, he never lives to see a man land on the moon in 1969, but he's instrumental in that. So again, those are the things that you're going to need for President Kennedy in the multiple choice section. Go ahead and jump to those questions now and give them a shot. All right, so I mentioned previously, President Kennedy is assassinated in 1963, leading to his vice president, Lyndon Johnson, to take over. President Johnson, again, he has three kind of main topics he's asked about in the multiple choice section. There's a lot you can do for him in the thematic section, like the Civil Rights Act that he signs, again, inspired by President Kennedy, though, gets a lot of attention in the thematic section and in the DBQ. So we did a setup DBQ for that recently. But again, here's just the things for the multiple choice section. The first thing that he's asked about most often is the Great Society. This is done a lot of the times compared with the New Deal. So you'll see both of those in the same question together. They're both social welfare programs that help people that are struggling with the goal of ending poverty. So just think of the term itself, a great society, right? What does a great society look like, right? We're getting rid of poverty. We have programs to help the aged pay for their medical care, right? With Medicare comes out of this, Medicaid comes out of this, a Head Start program, so preschool for children. There's funding for arts and education programs. PBS is part of the great society, right? So if you like Sesame Street. So anything, you know, that would make the country a better place, make it a great society. And again, those comparisons to the New Deal are things that you see often with it. President Johnson is famously has this issue of, we call it in history, guns or butter, right? Do you spend money on guns and weapons, right, if you're a president, or do you allocate resources to butter issues, like things that help people, you know, feeding and, you know, clothing, helping out people at home. So is it domestic issues or foreign issues? So while he has great domestic programs there with the Great Society, he also has to deal with the Vietnam War, which is occurring for the entirety of his presidency and really ramping up. So he's the president for most of the Vietnam War. He increases the troops size and the troop presence in Vietnam tremendously. And this leads to the final thing that you're generally asked about President Johnson, his decision not to run for re-election in 1968. Very rare that a president that can run for another term decides not to. But the unpopularity of Vietnam is going to be the cause of that, his decision not to run for re-election in 1968. So you asked about that decision quite often too. And we talked about him, you know, having to face, you know, cheers outside the White House in the letter, you know, months of his presidency of, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today? So really the unpopularity of Vietnam weighs on him enough not to run for office. So go ahead and take a look at the questions that we've set aside for you about President Johnson and coming back and rejoin us for the next. So the next president that you're going to be asked about and have to deal with after President Johnson decides not to run in 1968, that election is won by Richard Nixon. There's a number of things you're going to need to know for Richard Nixon and need to review as far as the multiple choice goes. All right. This is the largest crop of multiple choice questions that you have in your multiple choice practice. So Richard Nixon, first of all, just kind of going down through the list, the first two things really that you're asked most about him are foreign issues. So first is his visit to China. He visits China, the first United States president to visit a communist country. He visits in 1972. And this is an example of a key vocab word for that Cold War unit, which is détente. Détente is a time or an era of good feelings during the Cold War, or an era of reduced tensions during the Cold War. You see it worded that way as well. So kind of this friendly exchange and going to visit a communist country has the ability of reducing tensions during the Cold War. All right. And these are things even from, you know, kind of the comical scenes from Forrest Gump of him playing ping pong and some things like us, you know, having sporting events against each other and friendly matches with the Soviet Union and the Chinese and basketball and hockey and things like that are all examples of détente during the Cold War. And again, started off with President Nixon in 72. Now for at home, All right, he has some major issues domestically here, obviously. The first and main one that you'll get there is the Watergate scandal. You're not going to need to know, like specific details about the break-ins and, you know, what's going on at the Watergate Hotel. Just knowing that him lying about the Watergate scandal, almost leads to his impeachment. All right, he resigns before he's impeached. All right, so don't get tripped up on that question. They're going to throw that at you sometimes. You know, hey, like, what was the result of the Watergate, you know, scandal for President Nixon? And, you know, an answer choice could be that he was impeached or he was removed from office. No, he resigns before he is impeached, all right, because of those issues. And another result or impact of that is that you're asked about is that public trust in government diminishes after this, right? You have the President of the United States, you know, lying on national television for months and months about this investigation. And then we finally hear, you know, audio tapes of him talking about it, that he did know about it. So that's another impact of the Watergate scandal, ruining trust in government. Moving on down through, you'll get questions about the tape recordings, as we mentioned before, of him talking about Watergate and the constitutional struggle of Congress and the courts and the president of whether he needs to release those tape recordings. So you'll get those questions as well. And the answers to some of those things are basically just that, you know, the president isn't above the law. The president has to follow the law. You know, the court ruling that he has to release those tapes to Congress, and that is his final undoing, really. So go ahead and take a look at the many, many practice questions we have there for you on Richard Nixon. So we're jumped to number 39, President Jimmy Carter. The main thing to know for President Jimmy Carter is an issue that you would have learned about the first time in Global 10. This is a peace accord, the Camp David Accord, that they become known as. These are peace talks between Anwar Sadat of Egypt, a Muslim country, and Menachem Begin of Israel, a Jewish country, obviously, Israel. President Carter holds these talks, kind of mediates between these at the presidential retreat at Camp David, and a peace deal is made for the hope of peace and stability in the Middle East. And peace in the Middle East is going to be a key phrase for President Carter as far as correct answer choices to his questions. And I included on your review materials there that famous picture of President Carter and Sadat and Begin all shaking hands. That's a great thing to keep in mind for him. Moving on from there, he only serves one term. Moving on from there, we move to Ronald Reagan. And the main thing for Ronald Reagan is his economic policies, right? His policies known as trickle-down economics or Reaganomics. And he, being a Republican president, maybe the two R's in his name can help you with that too. He, and then going forward, all other Republican presidents going forward, are going to be linked to the same economic policy, and you often see them in questions linked together. So George H.W. Bush, George Bush, Ronald Reagan, you'll see them listed in the same questions together and asking about their economic policies. So the key with their economic policies is, you know, extra money is given to folks at the top in the form of tax cuts. So you'll see answers about tax cuts for people and tax cuts for businesses, tax cuts for the wealthy, things like that, hoping that that money will trickle down to other folks in society, right? Triple down to the folks beneath, you know, the very wealthy or the big businesses and like that. So that economic policy, that economic theory is a thing you'll get asked most for Ronald Reagan. And again, he's going to be linked to other Republican presidents. So go ahead and check out the couple questions we have there for Ronald Reagan, and then come back and join us as we move on. All right, next. So after Ronald Reagan does his two terms, we move to his vice president was George H.W. Bush, passed away earlier this year. Again, there's nothing, we don't really see a ton of things new specifically asking about George H.W. Bush. He's connected to Reagan's tax cuts, right? So you'll get questions about his economic policy as well, being a Republican president. You'll also see questions about the first war in Iraq, the Gulf War, and Saddam Hussein. Mentioned in this section of the test, they don't always mention President George H.W. Bush. You'll see political cartoons with him in this section as well. So he's the president during the first Gulf War, where we went after Saddam Hussein in Iraq. So that's what you need to know for him. Again, hit pause and jump in and see the question we have for him. All right, the final three will be asked about. So Bill Clinton, is up next. He has a foreign policy issue and a domestic issue that he's asked about. A lot of these presidents, you'll notice that, something foreign and something domestic. The domestic policy is he's the second president in history to be impeached. So you'll get asked about that. He'll be linked up with President Andrew Johnson from after the Civil War, him being impeached. The thing to know for both of them and not to get tricked up on is that, yes, they were impeached, but neither of them were removed from office. So they were impeached, but they were not removed from office. So that could be asked in terms of like a checks and balances question, Congress impeaching them. But again, just don't get tripped up. They were not kicked out of office. Next, his foreign issue that he's asked about is bombing in the countries of Bosnia and in the countries of Haiti. The purpose of these bombings was for humanitarian rights issues, to protect people who were, being, victimized basically by their own governments, caught in a genocide. So in Bosnia, he sends in planes to bomb Bosnia to protect the citizens there. Same thing in Haiti, to prevent further genocide and human rights violations in these countries. You'll get asked about these in reference to him being commander in chief. He makes these calls to promoting peace in these regions. So he's linked up with President Carter sometimes in terms of that peace in the Middle East, in his case, Bosnia. And you'll also get that just America's role in the world basically has changed, that we're the policemen of the world. It's our responsibility to prevent these human rights violations from happening. So that's a shift that's been, taking place over time ever since the end of World War II. All right. So those are the things for President Clinton. Feel free to take a look at those questions. All right, next we have President George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush's son. The major event during his presidency is 9/11. And the other issues that he's asked about are descendants of 9/11, things that happened because of 9/11. He is a Republican president, just like his father, just like Ronald Reagan. So you could get some tax cut questions as far as George W. Bush goes, that he's being in line with them. The results of 9/11 are really the main things that he's asked about. First is the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in the months following 9/11. And next is the creation of a new cabinet department. So the creation of the first new cabinet-level department since 1989. Remember that cabinet, the group of advisors that helps the president. So this is the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. Right. So the Homeland Security Department created as a response to 9/11. And then finally, a law that's passed in response to 9/11, a very controversial law called the Patriot Act, is passed after 9/11. This makes it easier for the government to gather information about possible terrorist attacks. It's very controversial then and still today because of the issues of government spying and the our First Amendment, Fourth Amendment rights in terms of protections from government spying and balancing against our civil liberties. So you're asked about that balance as well, the balance between safety and freedom or safety and civil liberties. So again, you'll see a lot of political cartoons about that perhaps, some just basic multiple choice questions. But again, the main things for President George W. Bush are those events that occur as a result of 9/11. Take a look at his questions there and come back and join us for the final one. All right. Now, the final president that you'd be asked about on here is Barack Obama. It takes a few years to write and test these questions, so they're a little behind, obviously. And I really have only seen a couple of questions so far in the past Regents exams that reference President Obama. Obviously, some political cartoons with the later presidents, things about his healthcare policy, the Affordable Care Act, you'll see. In one here, I added only one question to your review packet, and it's a political cartoon. I think it's a really neat, clever political cartoon that has a drinking fountain that says the presidency on it. And you can see where there's a whites only sign that's been thrown in the garbage can next to it. So kind of the history of him being the first African-American president. So that's the multiple choice for him. That's a great kind of culminating thing to write about for any thematic essay or DBQ essay that we do. Or that you would have to do about discrimination or groups of people that have been discriminated against. Obviously an African-American man in 2008 ascending to the presidency is a great culmination of that movement. Kind of multiple choice review prep of the day. Hope you follow along with those materials and you're able to get that practice in and those repetitions and exposures to those vocab words and questions that'll hopefully pay off well for you on the test. All right. Thank you, and stay tuned for the next.